Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Analyst Mike Gallagher from Establish the Run and Pete Prisco live from the scouting combine of CBS Sports. Our executive producer, Alex Fasano. Tactical director, Tyler Morales. You'll hear from Tyler in a second. Our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan. And our video producer is God's Perfect Creation, Downtown, Mike Brown. Coming up after us, a four-hour live betting extravaganza, known to you and yours as BetMGM tonight. All right, let's get golf bets here from the man who called Jake Knapp last weekend and took home a winner, breaking the streak, breaking the cold spell, as Tyler tweeted this weekend before he went down with a terrible temperature. So let's get to it right now. Golf bets for the Cognizant.
From the comfort of their homes, You Better You Bet presents Golf Bets. Now up to the tee box, it's Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and Tyler Morales.
All right, Tyler, you're gotta be feeling pretty good right now, coming off a dub. Also, you're very sick. What are the bets for the Cognizant?
Yeah, shout out Jake Knapp for ending the second place streak. And shout out to everyone who listened to the show. I got so many nap time tweets in my mentions, and I was sweating. People were wondering why I wasn't live tweeting this. I was on a flight watching this on my iPad on like 240p. I couldn't even tell where the ball was landing. I was just listening to the announcers, and thankfully, Jake Knapp won. It was an all-time betting sweat. The people next to me must have thought I was nuts. But hopefully we'll get another back-to-back winner here. Cameron Young.
And then you gave them all COVID, which is great.
Well, he was like 240p. I was like 240 p.m. Eastern. I was like, oh, it was a resolution joke. I like couldn't figure that out at first. I was trying to get to watching it on 240p.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah. Low res.
I had no idea where ball was going.
Yeah.
Cameron Young, 22, at MGM, home for the best Cameron Young number. I said a few weeks ago, Hideki Matsuyama is low-key back, and then he went to win the Genesis. Cam Young is low-key back. He's hitting the ball like he was a few years ago, and this is a phenomenal spot for him. Nobody wants him because he's never won, but Tyler wants him. He only plays well on long, difficult golf courses. Let's get Cameron Young. JT Poston, 35-1, the postman. Hopefully he delivers on Sunday. Tom Kim, 30-1, our guy, the show that made him famous. For a guy that isn't long off the tee, he plays really well on long, difficult golf courses. He crushes the comp courses, the PGA National. The putting is completely gone, but he's a guy that doesn't need a lot of good putting play to go on a run. He's super streaky. It wouldn't surprise me if he got hot this week. And he has more win equity than anybody in this tournament but Rory. We like Tom Kim. We're back with Doug Him, 80-1. We're going to go plus 650 top 10. He's just like not stopping. The last three events, 13th, 12th, and 8th. His short-term stats are as good as anyone in the field. We're going to go with Doug Gim here, and hopefully he's him on Sunday. And your weekly Akshay Bhatia, 80-1. He is, for someone that's one on tour and who fits perfectly on this golf course, long and straight, you have to hit it. I mean, Akshay Bhatia, 80-1, is insane. And the putting is actually good since he switched to broomstick. So Cameron Young, JT Poston, Tom Kim, Doug Him, and Akshay Bhatia.
Call your shot. Who wins?
The postman will deliver on Sunday this week. Let's go JT Poston.
All right, it's JT Poston, the call of your shot. Last week, the call of your shot was Mark Hubbard and Jake Knapp won. The money's still the same, even if the call of your shot guy doesn't win.
Right.
But the call of your shot
like
guy
when
this
Cam
week,
Young wins. Right, we'll all be like, oh, okay, it still counts.
You still get paid.
Still won money.
You still get paid. All right, and those are Tyler's bets for the Cognizant. All right, let's get to our bets for tonight, NBA hockey and college hoops, which means it's time for our pal Jake the Snake to kindly drop the dope-ass beat. All right, over at our show sponsor, BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, once a day, you can play the BetMGM Fast Break for a chance to win daily prizes. You can play as the point guard, and you can either pass it to Kevin Garnett, You can pass it to Jalen Rose or take it to the hoop yourself. If you score, you win a prize. Details can be found on BetMGM.com. Download the BetMGM app and start winning with the king of sportsbooks. Ken, only two games tonight in the National Hockey League. Let's start there. Any bets for you in the NHL?
It's tough to see two games where it's, you know, prohibitive favorite that's been really good this year at home against a team that you're not going to like very much, even like schedule wise. Like, Blues are in a really bad fatigue spot. The Blue Jackets just beat the Rangers and now go to Madison Square Garden. Like, that's why the prices are what they are. But even like, you know, they'd be minus 280 in a lot of setups. This is just bad for both. I mean, like, how about this? Who do you think is more likely to lose tonight of the two favorites?
I guess Edmonton.
Blues second night of a back-to-back going to, I mean, it's
but Binnington's
that's
playing.
The more likely.
I would say it, but I don't think either team's going to lose though.
Two-team money line parlay?
I said that earlier.
Yeah. What is that? Did you do it? What does it pay? Have you put it together?
I have not done it yet. I'm planning on doing it momentarily. About 6:54 p.m. Eastern time.
Right. I understand. Yeah. I mean, a couple bucks on that may be fun. I don't see anything in either hockey game though, to your point.
Hold on. Why isn't this loading here? I'll tell you what it is in a second. Or I won't, or it just won't load. Minus 115.
Huh. You could do worse.
Doesn't seem bad for the Rangers and Oilers to win tonight against two bottom feeders. All right. Absolutely love it. Okay. That is the National Hockey League for tonight. Ken, let's go to the NBA and we'll close with college hoops. I think there are a couple spots that you're eyeing here in the NHL or the NBA, excuse me.
Yeah. We talked about Dallas and liking them earlier. This is a guess more than anything. The fatigue spot is atrocious for the Mavericks. Road trip, 3rd and 4. Brutal loss to the Cavs. Everybody know what happens in that game. Looks like they're going to play basically everyone. Updated injury information for them. Like, only Maxi Kleba is not going to play. And he's actually like a pretty helpful player for them. But against Toronto, hopefully it doesn't matter. More like a play on like Dallas against a much, much, much more inferior team than what they've seen so far in their last like 5 or 6 games. When they went on their long winning streak, they got snapped against Indiana. A lot of that was just like the schedule and who they played, and they were able to feast on a lot of those teams. That's Toronto tonight, honestly. So a number like 3 or 3.5. I like Dallas. And then the second one, and this is kind of like one of those markets like what we followed yesterday. New Orleans has announced that they're going to play all of their starters tonight. So Zion's going to play. Brandon Ingram's going to play. CJ McCollum's going to play. And he hasn't played the last couple days, or a couple games, I should say. And Trey Murphy's going to play. So pretty much a full deck for the Pelicans tonight. But they are in really up against it from a fatigue spot. And they're up against it from a fatigue spot playing a team that likes to run at about 900 miles per hour in the Indiana Pacers. This, I think, is a great setup to play Indiana. You got the guys playing for the Pelicans, which crashes the market in like a way that it's supposed to. The teams are viewed as more even. Pelicans are more likely to win, but they're not more likely to win because this is an atrocious fatigue spot for them. So it's actually like, I think, a pretty good setup to play Indiana. I'm trying to wait. Tyler's saying 3.5 appeared and then went.
I just saw it. I saw the same thing that he saw. Yeah. So went back to 4. It looks like that was the resistance point.
So yeah, it looks like 4s are all over the board right now, but 3.5 might be hard to come by, and the game starts in about an hour. 4 would be a bet for me. I mean, you really just wanted the injury news to get like fully baked into this before you play Indiana. Probably my favorite bet tonight.
All right, so Indiana and Dallas for Ken. I like both of those also. I was not planning on playing the Pacers, and now we have this run out, so I'll roll with Indiana tonight. Dallas is one of the games that I liked as soon as I saw the board this morning. I'll have another, and like, yeah, it was, you know, bet the Bulls last night, laying 10.5. They lost outright, which was great, yeah. And they lost to the Detroit Pistons. But worth noting, the Bulls, I could have this wrong. I'm really close to being right if I'm wrong. They shot like 2 for 29 from 3-point last night. Could not make a shot. They're all like laughing about it after the game, the players. Not laughing like, oh, isn't it funny that we lost? Just like, what do you want us
suck.
To do? Like, I actually think that they just got really unlucky last night. Like, the shooting was so bad. Even if it's average, I don't know if they cover the spread, but they probably win the game last night against the Pistons. So I think this is a pretty advantageous spot to play on the Bulls tonight at home against the Cavs, who should have lost. So I think the Bulls should have won last night, if not for the terrible three-point shooting. And on the flip side, you have a Cavaliers team that won and is like getting talked up as like an NBA Finals contender today. They should have lost last night to Dallas. Like, they escaped from that game with the victory here. And I'm getting 5.5 with the team at home here with the Bulls. I could be missing this year. Maybe they get blown out. Maybe the Cavs are just that good. I'll take the 5.5 with the Bulls tonight. So I'll roll with Ken. I'll lay the Mavericks on the road to Toronto. We'll lay the Pacers at home against the Pelly Pels. And I'll take the points with the Bulls at home against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Ken, bets for you tonight in college hoops to wrap.
I'll go quick because I know you have like a billion things that you like. If you're trying to figure out, like, what are the games that fit the description of the things we won on last night, BYU and Kentucky, there would be a couple games that fit that description. You would almost certainly want to play Auburn at 7 tonight against Tennessee. There's been a little buyback on Auburn recently. This opened much less. There's been a lot of interest in Tennessee. Auburn on the road at a big number seems like something not a lot of people are interested in. And then another big one that stands out, well, two really. One of them, which I didn't notice until you said something, you're going to want to wait till 8:29 and play South Carolina at the biggest number possible against Texas A&M. That's out to 6 now in a few places, opened at like a one possession game and has moved that way. And then Maryland Northwestern is the other game that's behaving like this, and this one starts in just a couple minutes. Maryland opened 3.5. That's out to 6 now in a few places. Northwestern's had some injuries, but they've been, you know, pretty good recently, and well-coached team, keep the game close. Very low total in that game too. So we'll play Northwestern. I'll play Auburn at 7. That's probably the one I like the least. And then what's the other big favorite we're going to play back on? I lost my train of thought.
There are a couple others.
Yeah. Right.
And South Carolina's getting 5.5 tonight in Texas A&M. Two others. Creighton, I think, sets up really well in this vein, laying 9 at home against Seton Hall. And the other would be, if you wanted to play against Illinois, would be Minnesota on the road at Illinois. Illinois coming off the 10-point win against Iowa. Minnesota gets railroaded by Nebraska. Illinois has gotten bet out to 12 at home against Minnesota. So I think Minnesota makes some sense here. So I'm going to have a huge card tonight. First off, I'm laying it with Marquette. They're like my Milwaukee Bucks right now of college hoops. They're laying 11.5 at home against Providence. Give me Marquette. I will lay the 9 with Creighton against Seton Hall. I'll take the points with South Carolina. It's 5.5 right now against Texas A&M. I'll take 12 with Minnesota. I think I said that already, but I haven't written in this order now. Against Illinois, I will lay the points with Alabama on the road at Ole Miss. SEC road teams be damned. Give me the Crimson Tide tonight at Ole Miss. And give me Rick Pitino and his suit. St. John's laying 1 on the road at the Butler Bulldogs. Oh yeah. Tonight's going to be awesome. Yeah,
right. I go, it's like, bets. Oh, and I'm going to moneyline parlay those NHL favorites. It's like, well, why? When you have that many bets, why is that necessary?
I don't think I'm going to. I think I'm good on the NHL for tonight. Yeah. I don't want to, like, sweat NHL tonight.
Right.
Yeah, and then...
No days off? Tomorrow. One day off, actually.
One day off. All right, good show today. Ken, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, good luck to us. May God help us.
All right. To all our listeners and viewers, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.